But my problem is, as you know, I cannot type fast with this computer. But you could do that just as fast as speaking. And that's the reason I agree when you say send me the tapes. And I wanted to send the tape one each. You know, one to Mark Ramo and one to Doug Ham and one to the Donna. And then three of them can come up fast and they will have plenty of time to edit it. And then once all these stunts at the same time, three recordings, and that would send back to me, mail me, and then I would look at the paper and then it suggests the turnaround, suggests a puzzle to be maneuvered, like, you know, to find the right puzzle to go into the right place, the right statement. That's what I wanted to do. And I know for sure that, you know, to transcribe all the recording that I've done with the interviews, it would be waste of time. But we can. I have the recordings that I will work on, and I could extract the statement that fit to the question of shamanism. Because the rest of the recording with the interviews, it's about mostly about the all-around information about the question I am. People trying to avoid exactly direct answer and a fear of being ridiculed or thinking that, well, this is outrageous, and they didn't want to do that. So they have to go tell me a story around about to show me the answer. And that is the reason I said the interview things are not for submission of this kind. I think I am old enough to say, this is what I have found out of my project to ask question of shamanism, whether if it was religion or not. That's what I wanted to do. And so here are the tape, three 90 minutes tape that I put in. The idea, the first tape is to outline what it was and what it was about the shamanism before the European came, and what was good about it, what was bad, and how it did work, and most of it is in there. And then the second tape seems to work that way. Every time when I mention about an elder that I interviewed, then it's usually they go back and say, it was no good, it was no good, it was no church. And some are saying the opposite. So it is really not much of a thing to submit if you have to if we have to transcribe all the work. This is exactly what I have in my collection of stories. But in the long term, in the blending into everything, it blends all those tapes in there. And I try to extract those things in order so it will make sense. Especially shamanism. That is the only subject that I keep bringing out. I keep bring that subject and a question and to find an answer. And finally, a third tape to say, well, this is what I find, and this is probably the problem to do this or to have an answer for the question for the young people. And then the extra tape it's more like repetition. It's not repetition, it's information sheet, sort of. You listen to a little stories in there and quotations in what to do about the shamanism and exactly what the shamanism is. How do you develop it and when do you start? Why do you have to start in the early age? And many things that we talked about on the phone, they are in there. And this tape recording will assist the person who does the transcribing the thing. It will help them to put the proper word in English, if it's possible. But you understand this. In order to describe the First Nation mentality requires only the language can describe that, but the English language is multiple nation language, and it has not had that wording, because the Europeans have left the shamanism a long time ago, as probably a few witchcraft.